Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Join us in our Prince Albert Show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Take down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back the rug on the floor. Light up your old cob pie. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
Well, here's another big half hour of homespun fun and music brought to you from the stage of the Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, with the best wishes of Prince Albert. And with best wishes for a very Merry Christmas, too. And while we're at it, we wish for all of you roll-your-rollers and pipe smokers a whole year of smoking joy with Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the National Joy Smoke. And speaking of things homespun, here's the gent who keeps this party spinning from the Opry House to your own sweet home, His Honor George Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you there, Cousin Louie, and welcome everybody everywhere. Brace yourselves, friends, and tie your shoestrings tight. And we'll start spinning to some mountain music by Smoky Mountain Boys, Roy Acuff singing Living on the Mountain, Honey Mine. All right.
Honey babe.
Oh, I'm living on the mountain, baby mine.
Baby mine.
I'm living on the mountain, I'm drinking from the fountain.
Living on the mountain, honey babe.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, honey babe.
Honey babe.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, baby mine.
Baby mine.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, for it's coming from on high.
And won't run dry, honey babe.
Smoky Mountain Boys, nice going. Looks like we'll all be good now because Ford Rush, the high sheriff of the Grand Ole Opry, brought the camel caravan in from that grand state of Texas only today. The boys and girls had a swell time down there entertaining the men in the U.S. Army. Glad to see you back, Ford. Our neighbors have been sort of clamoring for you to sing Old Shep. Would you mind doing it right now?
When I was a lad, and old Shep was a pal, o'er hills and meadows we'd roam. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. The years rolled along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Chef's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side, where he sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee, and then I stroked the best pal that a man ever found, and I cried, cried so I scarcely could see. Now old Sheppy knew he was going to go, for he reached out and licked at my hand, and looked up at me just as much as to say, old pal, you understand. Now old Sheppy's gone, where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
Well, Sheriff, mighty fine. We're glad to have you back on the Opry. Say, Louie, you sure made a right handsome-looking Santa Claus last year.
Well, thanks, Your Honor, but did I ever tell you that I ran slam-bang into another Santa just as I was starting out on my rounds last year? And for a minute there, I thought he was one up on me when it came to Christmas trappings, because as he walked along with his pack on his back, he gave off a merry little jingle.
Had himself decked out in sleigh bells, huh?
Well, that's what I thought. Good idea you got there, those sleigh bells, I says to him. What sleigh bells, he says. Why, the ones that jingle when you walk along, I said. And he turned to me and says, oh, that ain't sleigh bells. That's just the merry tinkle of all those one-pound tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco hitting against each other in my pack.
I see he had a lot of fortunate fellers on his beat, huh?
You bet he did. But to tell the truth, Judge, my pack jingled, too. I was carrying a load of good old PA myself. And it looks like I'm going to be carrying even more this year, judging by the number of folks who've told me that they're ordering those big one-pound tins of Prince Albert for the smokers on their gift lists.
Boy, that choice PA tobacco is going to make lots of smokers mighty happy.
Yes, sir. Both roll your owners and pipe smokers both think there's nothing like the rich, mellow taste of Prince Albert. And then it's crimp cut, too, Judge. And, man, does that make for easy rolling, smooth, firm cigarettes. Why, being crimp cut makes PA lace so neat and even that lots of fellas can twirl up a cigarette in less than 10 seconds. And without loose ends or waste, either. Of course, Prince Albert is no bite treated, too. Lets a smoker enjoy to the fullest that delicious tastiness because it's so cool and easy on the tongue. There's the makings for about 500 roll-your-own cigarettes in that big one-pound tin of Prince Albert, or about 400 rich, fragrant pipefuls. And that's a lot of smoking joy to give, too. But you better get going because Christmas is almost on us. Get your one-pound tins of Prince Albert now.
Well, it's Pap and his son, Odie, and their jug band, and let me tell you, that's about what happened ought to really ring true, because Pap says he was among those present on Uncle Noah's Ark. He's just that old. All right now, Pap.
Uncle Noah's Ark Madhouse now.
All right, Dad.
And chase a cat when they play a humdinging hoedown like Durang's hornpipe. Here we go. Of men, yes, sir. Look out, neighbors. Here they come riding hard and shooting straight. Pee-wee King and his Golden West Cowboys with San Antonio Road. Just back from Texas with the High Sheriff, Ford Rush. They tell me the folks treated them swell down there, and they send best wishes to everyone in the Lone Star State. San Antonio Rose steps out in front to sing, "I'm Walking the Floor Over You."
My heart breaks.
San Antonio Rose and the Golden West Cowboys with Pee Wee King. Here comes Santa Claus Louis Buck. Come on in here, Louis.
Well, I guess we're getting up to what you might call the second to the last minute before Christmas. You got all your Christmas shopping done? I thought not. Listen, though, if you got smokers on your gift list, last-minute Christmas shopping needn't hold any terrors for you at all. Because all you have to do is go to your nearest tobacco dealers and get some of those big 1-pound tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco, the National Joy Smoke. Say, when you do that, you really made things easy for yourself, besides assuring a hearty welcome for your presents. You see, the big 1-pound tin of PA comes in a handsome Christmas package, all spangled with stars and a place right on it for names. You don't have to fuss with wrappings, cards, and all that such. And what could make a smoker happier than a whole pound of that rich, choice Prince Albert tobacco? Yep, whether he's a roller owner or a pipe smoker, give him the 1-pound tin or the convenient glass humidor jar of Prince Albert and watch him beam with joy on Christmas morning.
Friends, what you've been whirling around to is that good old American folk music that comes straight to you from our regular Saturday night hoedown in the old Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee. We'd be mighty pleased if all of you would hitch up the old buckboard and come on over any Saturday night. There's a boy standing by my side right now who's going to take some words right out of your heart and sing them to you. It's Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys singing, "I Wonder Why You Said Goodbye."
Your letter came this very day, and it wiped all my dreams away. I've read it all a thousand times. It left me with a worried mind. I wonder why you said goodbye, and did you mean to make me cry? I guess until the day I die, that I will still be wondering why.
I wonder why you
said goodbye? And did you mean to make me cry? I guess until the day I die, that I will still be wondering why.
Very pretty number, Roy, very pretty. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry going right down the middle of the road, if you please. It's Fiddlin' Mac McGar knocking down fence posts and scaring the poultry right out of the underbrush while he and his Tennessee Mountaineers hunt that turkey in the straw. All right, Mac. Tonight. Why, hello, Rachel. Glad you brought your great, big, bashful brother Oswald. Son, what's this I hear about you not going hunting anymore, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's it, Judge. Last two times weren't no fun.
Well, what happened, Oswald?
Judge, nothing happened. Just weren't no fun because the clouds were so low that the birds were all walking on the ground. Yeah.
Oh, let's don't put this off any longer now, Oswald. You run over and help Rachel sing about Jesse James.
Let her go, Sally.
Jesse James was a lad who killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He had a heart and a brain. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three little children brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard had laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse James was a man, a friend to the poor. Never see a man suffer pain. And with his brother Frank, they robbed Chicago Bank and stopped the Glendale train. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three little children brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard and did Jesse James in his grave. Now play. On a Saturday night, Jesse was at home, talking with his family brave. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night, and laid Jesse James in his grave. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three little children brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, and laid Jesse James in his grave. It was Robert Ford, dirty little coward, I wonder how he does feel. For he ate of Jesse's bread and slept in Jesse's bed and laid Jesse James in his grave. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three little children brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard had laid Jesse James in his grave. Poor old Jesse. Yeah.
Rachel. And now, the Gully Jumpers, let's have a little old hoedown there, the old hen cackle, will you please? Thank you, boys. You know, it's a funny thing about a Christmas tree. Put it in a warm room, light up a big fire on the hearth, and yet when you touch those evergreen needles, they're cool as all outdoors.
Well, Judge, that's something like Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Smoke all you want to, enjoy that choice taste to the fullest, and you'll get a wonderfully cool burning smoke with every roll your own cigarette or pipeful you light up. Why, listen, in recent laboratory smoking bowl tests, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all. Say, no wonder so many roll-your-owners and pipe smokers put that big 1-pound tin or glass humidor jar of Prince Albert right at the top of their Christmas wish list. And folks, remember, when you give a 1-pound tin of Prince Albert, you're given the makings for about 500 roll-your-own cigarettes or around 400 tasty pipefuls. And that means weeks and weeks of smoking joy.
Roy, let's head for the barn, please, sir.
I'd read she ain't no fool, Scott, for to settle the humpback mule.
I'd read, I'm in love with I'd read.
It was real pleasant having you at our party tonight, and any Saturday nights you're out for a buggy ride, come on over to the old Opry House and meet your neighbors from 48 states and the bordering countries. They all know this is the place for plenty of plain American music and a first-class welcome. And men, for plenty of first-class smoking, nothing beats a tin of cool smoking P.A. This is George Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, neighbors. And remember, one of the best weapons ever invented is just plain good cheer.
And friends, as the solemn old judge says so long, may we invite you to join us again in the Opry House at this same time next week for another half hour of music, fun, and song. And all during the week for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.